Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
A submersible named Titan, 21 feet, deep sea vessel, missing. In an area we're told the size of Connecticut, the search continues. However, the ambition of Titan was to descend more than 12,000 feet, 2.5 miles, to what remains of the Titanic. I welcome two men who have recently acquainted me again with the mysteries and the joy and the legend of the Titanic. I welcome Charles Pellegrino, author of The Ghost of the Titanic, and Anthony Alcuri, a researcher who has published, along with Charles Pellegrino and Jim Cameron, the Hollywood director, a recent peer-reviewed article about what is discoverable in the Titanic, in the dives to the Titanic, with remote sensing on the Titanic, mysteries of a ship that is as famous as anyone can imagine in the solar system, now the scene of yet another potential mystery, the Titan. Charlie, a very good evening to you. A very good evening to you, Anthony. Your dives, Charlie, how many dives did you make to the Titanic so far in your young life? Good evening to you, Charlie.
Two dives to the Titanic. And it's one of the most mysterious places on Earth, not because of all the amazing biology, but you're working in many different fields at once there, forensic archaeology, history. For me, half the story, half the amazement is the biology down there.
I go to you, Anthony. The biology includes the Turkish bath, which you acquainted this audience with the last time we spoke. Can you encapsulate what it is about the Turkish baths that is so transporting to you?
Yes, the Turkish baths is an anoxic chamber deep within the remote wreck of the Titanic. It features the most remarkable preservation from 1912. It's almost like an archive in the deep, and within it, due to the lack of oxygen, accounting for this preservation, we see biology that's very unique. The resticle bacteria have demonstrated magnetotaxis, a mechanism that has effectively fossilized the chemical history of the room and explained and elucidated for us why we're seeing deck chairs on the Titanic or intact tile panels and intact woodwork with its hand-carved motifs still intact, which was just a phenomenal sight.
Charlie, I come back to you because you've two dives to the Titanic, and I believe there was an additional dive. What were the craft you made the dives on, Charlie?
Yeah, the Mirs. The Russians, you're in a sphere almost 6 feet across that is steel, and they've been tested for many decades, and the American one, the Alvin, it's a titanium sphere, and they've survived. This submersible that had this problem, it's new materials. It's a whole new frontier in design. And when you enter a new frontier, there's unknowns, unknown dangers, just as when they set up the first passenger jet airplanes, they didn't know at first why they were breaking up and falling out of the sky after a few flights. And no one knew anything about that at that time about metal fatigue. And we really don't know how much fatigue these carbon composites can really take before they might develop stress and fail.
So you dived on Mir 1 and Mir 2. Are there two of them, Charlie?
Right.
Right.
Mir 1 and Mir 2.
And did you dive on the Alvin as well?
No, I was with the Alvin during its dives, and things happen on expeditions. And it was always like I had said to Cameron in 2000, I said, oh, man, I've always been a bride, but never a bridesmaid. I've been out there with the Nautil, with Jules and Jim, with Alvin. And he said, well, this time you're going to lose your virginity.
So you did dive after you were on the expedition of the Alvin and Nautil. Those expeditions right. dived to the Titanic, is that correct?
No, with the Alvin, we were out at the Panama Basin, and I had sailed with Ballard before that. Right after the Titanic was discovered, we were at the hydrothermal vents in the Pacific. That was a biology and also preparation for sending robots out under the ice of Jupiter's moons, for example. And then with the French in 96, with Captain Paul-Henri Nargileau, we were out at the Titanic.
You knew Nargileau. He is one of the missing passengers on board Titan. Explain why he's so famous, because I read about him now.
Oh, he's been involved with deep ocean exploration with the French submersible Nautil, and now with this one for decades and decades. And he's been involved in numerous discoveries. He was part of the bringing up artifacts from the Titanic, which was very controversial when it first happened. And even I was not too keen on the idea until they brought up a steamer trunk that had an incredible environment inside where oxygen did not destroy anything. And there were letters and diaries. A whole love story was in there in writing. I mean, the real treasure of the Titanic is not whether the Cadezza diamond is still in there. It's things that are written that people are able to speak for the first time in more than a century. And there was a whole love story in this one steamer trunk. And it was so like the story of Jack and Rose in Titanic that when I first met Jim Cameron, when he called me over and he was editing the film and wanted to know some details about the people and the Titanic, how I felt about that. And I said, how did you know about Howard and Pearl? How did you know about this love story? Because it was so similar to Jack and Rose. He and his friend basically won their ticket on the Titanic. And he said, who's Howard Irwin? By chance, he had hit on a very similar story. But the real life one, believe it or not, was even more tragic.
Anthony, is your chemistry an explanation for why we can read those letters?
It is, actually. The interior of the Howard Irwin steamer trunk actually replicates conditions in the Turkish baths in that they're anoxic. It's known as a reducing environment. You know, it's generally thought that water destroys paper, but that's really not the case. Water is composed of, you know, plant matter, essentially, which consistently interfaces with water, you know, by design and by nature. So it's really not the water itself that destroys and degrades paper. It's actually the oxygen concentration in water. But when you have an anoxic chamber within the wreck or within the environment of a steamer trunk, only anaerobic bacteria or bacteria that, you know, have an aversion for oxygen can exist in there. And therefore, they tend to preserve paper. And that's why when Paul-Henri Nargileau recovered the steamer trunk, you know, it was discovered that readable paper was emerging from a shipwreck, decades submerged in a shipwreck in the deep ocean. It was genuinely remarkable. It was unprecedented. And I believe the Titanic became in that moment the very first shipwreck in history to yield readable paper. And it completely revised the story as we knew it. So it was an unprecedented find.
Charlie, we want to dive with you, either Mir 1 or Mir 2, down to the Titanic. You're going down more than 12,000 feet. Explain the descent. What do you see on the way down? What kind of fish? What's outside, Charlie?
Oh, first off, there's this area where you have these migrating cloud decks of life. It's called the deep scattering layer because the organisms can sometimes scatter sonar. And you're going through it at maybe 2 feet per second, which is kind of long. You can actually get good glimpses of all the strange fish going by, a lot of bioluminescent life, and that's one of the most amazing parts to me, going down through the deep scattering layer, coming back up through it. And then, of course, what you see when you get down to the bottom of. When you get down to the bottom is where you kind of see some of the larger organisms, like right over the bow of the Titanic, this beautiful, slow-moving, they call them the Dumbo octopus, because it has big ears like Dumbo the elephant, and it's just hanging out there and drifting over the point of the bow. Then there are other organisms. You'll see something sometimes that looks like it might be about 15 feet across. And as you're moving along the bottom, it's trying to get out of Dodge. It's leaving puffs of sediment. And we don't know what some of these things are. Once, we're still not sure what it was shining down on us with lights that were as bright or brighter than our own flood lamps on our submersible.
What about the small fish on the way down, Charlie? Are they bioluminescent? And how big are they?
Oh, many of them are. You see flashing mostly in green and yellow, sometimes in red and violet. And most of them about an inch or 2 inches across. There's fish, there's invertebrates, there were these relatives of the pipefish that were once following us down, a little school of them that just kept up with us for about a mile. Down on the bottom, there was a small octopus one day. It was about a little wider than a chicken egg, very spindly arms, and it just stayed with me at my viewport for over 20 minutes. And every time I looked up, I saw it was still there. I looked down to write something and then to film something, and I looked and it was gone. And before or since, I've never felt that kind of a sense of profound loneliness in my life as when I looked up and kind of like my friend was gone. Jim Cameron, he commented when I was talking about it, he said, sometimes the sea throws you a gift. And that was one of them. He ended up putting that line in Avatar too.
Do you hear anything on the way down? Can you hear the outside, Charlie?
No, you really don't. You hear the interior of the submersible. You're communicating with the top by basically your speech on the microphone is converted into sonar, and that's how we communicate up and down. Sometimes you might barely hear a distant whale, the annoying minke whales that like to send out two Vs, like Morse code, the opening of Beethoven's Fifth. And we don't know why. Maybe if Paul Henry, he said, well, maybe they hear the music coming through the hulls of the ship. And over the last few decades, some whale decided it liked Beethoven, and now they repeat it to each other. It's just an amazing world down there. We usually do not hear anything except once on the bottom.
How long
the iron hull vibrated. We don't know what organism caused that.
How long does it take to reach the bottom, Charlie?
About, it can be between 2 and 2.5 hours. And even when you get up to the top, that deep scattering layer I described, part of it comes up to the surface at night. Lots of bioluminescent organisms. I would just sit out on the, lean against the deck, watching all the wildlife all night long. The amazing thing is the bioluminescence. You get schools of dolphins running through it, and everything's lighting up around them. And you see these, basically, we call them the lightning dolphins. They're like lightning racing through the water in the shape of dolphins. One of the most beautiful things you would ever see. Those are some of the reasons we go out there and sit in a ship that's in the middle of the ocean, not going anywhere.
I'm speaking with Charles Pellegrino, the author of The Ghost of the Titanic, and Anthony Alcuri, a researcher about the Titanic who's yet to make his first dive. When we come back, we have no definitive understanding of why Titan is missing. But there is the website belonging to OceanGate Expeditions, and there may be an indication of what may or may not be an analogy with the original Titanic itself. How long do you have before disaster? How long is the warning? This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Zero
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.